This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mines, Don Huddleston back here inside the woodshed, the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Thanks to all the volunteers today, all the folks at the Montgomery County Cancer Association. David Jenkins called a couple of games. Gary Boker called three games today. Gary Boker Jr. was on the mic for a couple of games today. Thanks to all folks involved today, and countless people from around the radio station spent their day here helping this event run as smooth as it could go. So thanks to all the people who volunteered their time. Thanks to all the folks who showed up today as we got the auction items going out in the cafeteria right now, and those will be drawn, the winners, coming up at halftime of this game. Hillsboro in the home white trimmed to the orange and the black. New Berlin has a charcoal gray road uniform trimmed out in orange with blue numerals. Matouche and Burke get the jump, and the tap is controlled by New Berlin, and the Pretzels will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Across the timeline comes Burkett. And Hud, you're always good for a tidbit, and Jack Burkett has a Hillsboro connection.
Yeah, his dad, Eric Burkett, was from down there, and he coached years there at Williamsville. And I don't know if he still teaches or not, but I know they live up in New Berlin.
Dyke Burkett's nephew.
I think the boy is a junior. Is that right?
That is. He's a senior.
Senior this year.
Pretzels had their shot blocked. Long pass ahead to Vogel. Muscles it up. Missed it. Rebound is picked away from Matouche by Zach Brewer. And it's Pretzels basketball. Yeah, so he's the nephew of Dyke Burkett, of course. One of the great Hillsboro basketball
players and coaches.
Yeah, exactly,
you know, he had
right.
That undefeated team that 1 year.
And, of course, he was the Hillsboro Dragons coach when Sammy Matouche and crew
won
the state tournament in the junior high level. So he's been
around. And he referees now and does a great job.
Oh, he's just, when you just talk about good basketball people, whether it's coaching, officiating, playing, Dyke Burkett is in that conversation. He's one of our favorites. It's Topper ball on the sideline. Foul was whistled on New Berlin. They got Brewer with the foul. Drake Vogel handling out front. He leaves it off for Brock Belliver. His entry pass to Teakin is tipped and stolen. Hillsboro lost in the shootout last year to Metro East Lutheran. New Berlin making their T-Tote shootout versus cancer debut here tonight. On the attack come the Pretzels out front with Burkett. Jack has trouble with the handle, hands it off to Will Cummings. On the right wing it goes to Burkett. Check that to Ritchie. Now Dane has it on the curl. Dane Ritchie at the foul line, cut off. Brewer drives left side. He's cut off at the block. Pretzels pull it back out. They'll reset. 6:25 for the first quarter. No score. Pretzels and Toppers here in the nightcap at the T-Toad Shootout.
Toppers are playing good defense. They're keeping them from cutting to the basket.
This is a hungry Hilltopper team. They want that first W. They've been close on a couple different occasions this year, just haven't been able to get it. Ritchie, that's offensive. Yep. A little bit of contact created. Then Dane got his money's worth when he lowered his shoulder.
He would have got the block, except he used his forearm. Once you throw that arm out there, you're going to get an offensive foul.
The chicken wing gets extended, and you're getting called.
You're right.
6 minutes, first quarter. Here comes Vogel and the Toppers. Man-to-man defense for the Pretzels. That ball is thrown away. Just miscommunication there. Andre threw it out towards the top of the key. Belliver was cutting to the hoop. Second turnover. Those are the frustrating turnovers, whether you're a player or a coach. Just unforced. Miscommunication.
You'd rather have him early in the game, though, than late in the game.
No doubt about it. Will Cummings out front on the right wing. They swing it. Dribble drive. That is Burkett. Nice move. And Jack Burkett has the game's first bucket.
I bet Dyke taught him that move.
I would think so. He's going to tell us he did anyway. Andre crosses over, gets to the rim. They're going to counter. They're going to call that on the floor. A beautiful move from Andre. Are they calling it on the floor? Yep. They got Burkett on the foul. Teakin on the baseline. Looking. Gets it in to Drake Vogel. He's a good shooter from distance. With the left hand, he brings it across the head of the key. Matouche in the corner. Gavin brings it out to Drake Vogel. Vogel directing traffic out front now, moves Andre over to the left side. Hands off to Teakin. Jace, dribble handoff to Andre. Nick crosses over, jump stop, and he's called for steps.
And he did walk there. That wasn't a Euro step. That was a European step. He took about three of them.
Third turnover on the Toppers. 2-0, New Berlin leading. 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Sammy Matouche still in attendance, watching younger brother Gavin. Back door rejected by Bellever, but Diamond is fouled.
That was a nice feed, wasn't it?
Really nice back door. Bounce pass right on the money.
This mic's making a cracking noise. I'm not going to get electrocuted, am I?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Matt Diamond's free throw is good. Early 3-0 lead for New Berlin. Second toss is no good. One out of two for Matt Diamond. Here come the Toppers quickly. Drake Vogel, one dribble, pull up, missed it, and the rebound down to Burkett for New Berlin. 4:40 first quarter. Eighth and final game at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Burkett brings it across the head of the key with the right-hand bounce. Into the hands now of Matt Diamond. Diamond off to Burkett. Burkett, dribble handoff, leaves it for Dane Ritchie. Dane drives left side. They're going to call it on the floor. There was just no continuation in high school.
Denny Held would have counted that basket, no doubt.
Bellever with the foul. It's his second.
Was the big guy here today?
He was here.
Yeah.
That is an air ball out of the left corner by Will Cummings. I don't remember which game he had. He had one of the midday games.
Well, he takes a nap in the afternoon. He probably was in the morning.
Here's Vogel on the right wing. Denny Hud said that, not me. Halfway through the first quarter. Matouche got caught, somehow stayed in bounds, gets it away to Andre out front. Here's Bellever for a three, air ball out of the right corner. Rebound down to the Pretzels. Here they come in a hurry with Zach Brewer. Brewer to the foul line, jump pass, leaves it off for Will Cummings. Will Cummings into the hands of Burkett, now right side of the key, guarded there by Matouche. Matt Diamond. Oh, another backdoor feed. Ritchie, left-hand layup is good for Dane Ritchie on the beautiful backdoor feed for Burkett. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Good start for New Berlin. They lead Hillsborough 5-0. We're back to Lincolnwood in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. Welcome back to Lincolnwood High School, the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 3:33 for the opening quarter of the final game of the day, with New Berlin leading Hillsborough 5-0. Earlier games in boys action, Carrollton beat Carletonville 66-28, North Mack over Gillespie 78-46, Nokomis beat Southwestern 62-29, and Lincolnwood beat Litchfield 44-31. Vogel goes back door. Andre met at the apex, blocked and fouled by Burkett. Free throws for Nick Andre. In the girls' games of the shootout, Hillsborough beat Lincolnwood 54-11, Carletonville over Pawnee 61-15, and Pleasant Plains survived Rochester 41-35. The free throw rattles out for Nick Andre. Toppers still have not scored.
You notice these kids' haircuts nowadays?
They're a little different.
You know, my mom used to cut my hair, and I used to wear a stocking hat year-round. I didn't want people to see it. That's style now.
That's right. 5-1 Hillsborough trailing New Berlin. Pretzels have the basketball. 3:10 first quarter. Ritchie on the curl, left hand layup, no, and the rebound down to Matouche. Here come the Toppers. Drake Vogel off to Tekin in the corner to Andre. Nick Andre will leave it off to Tekin into the hands of Gavin Matouche. Losing the handle in the corner was Dylan McCammack, who checked in at the timeout and has turned over. Fourth turnover on the Toppers. Here's Will Cummings, leaves it on the right wing for Diamond. Matt Diamond, handoff to Zach Brewer. Brewer, dribble handoff to Cummings. Three ball, headed home for Kevin Howell, who's checked in. The freshman missed it, but the offensive rebound to New Berlin. It was a long rebound out to Matt Diamond. 2:25, quarter number one. 5-1 New Berlin with the lead and the ball. On the right wing with Dane Ritchie. Top of the key to Howell. He drives to the hoop, hit it off the underside of the rim, picked up off the floor by Jace Tekin. Here comes Jace. Leaves it off for Andre.
Nick Andre, right side of the key, being guarded by Matt Diamond in the pretzel man-to-man. On the baseline with McCamick. Right back to Matouche it goes. Gavin Matouche leaves it for Andre. Nick Andre with the right-hand dribble brings it between the circles. Inside of 2 minutes for the first quarter. In the corner, Vogel for three. Got it. Drake Vogel hits the triple out of the right corner. And just like that, it's a one-point game. 5-4, Pretzels lead with the ball. 100 seconds for the opening quarter. Out front with Diamond. Top of the key it goes to Cummings. On the left wing now with Brewer. Back to Cummings. Into the hands of Zach Brewer, the 5'11 senior. Hands it off to Hal, the freshman. He finds Cummings, drives, didn't use the window and missed it. Rebound down to McCamick for the Toppers. Into the hands of Tekin. Teek gets it off to Vogel, back to Jace. Tekin rises up off the window a little strong. Rebound to the Pretzels, they want to push. Here comes Brewer. Ahead to Diamond off the window, it's good. Nice push that time from Brewer. And the throw ahead to Diamond. 7-4 New Berlin, final minute, first quarter. Tekin, top of the key to Andre. Nick Andre forces it up. Wild shot, looking to get bailed out with the foul call, didn't get it. Here come the Pretzels the other way with Howe. Into the hands of Cummings, he pulls up, too strong, and the rebound down to Jace Tekin. Teek across the timeline, leads for Andre. 35 seconds for the first quarter. Drake Vogel somehow had that pass get through the hands of Zach Brewer. Toppers maintain. Tekin right side of the key into the hands of Vogel. 23 seconds for the first quarter. 7-4, New Berlin with the lead. Toppers have the ball. Could be holding for the final shot here unless something really good presents itself. Matouche, left side of the key, gives it off to Vogel. Checks the clock with 10. On the bounce with 8. Working between his legs at the top of the key with 5. He's going to rise up for 3. Backer rimmed it. Matouche rebound, and we got a foul with 8/10 of a second to play. It'll be Hillsborough ball. They will get Dane Ritchie with the personal. That's his second. 8/10 of a second, enough time to get a look. Baseline out of bounds. Dylan Smale will check in, replacing Andre. Tekin to take it out of bounds. Gets it in. Vogel, 3 at the horn. No. After one quarter, it is New Berlin 7, Hillsborough 4. You're listening to the second annual Tito Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Toppers will get the basketball to start the second quarter. New Berlin leading 7-4. Drake Vogel will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key goes to Dylan Smale. Smale, just a sophomore, finds Vogel. He's going to rise for 3. Back rimmed it. Offensive rebound to McCamick. He will give it off to Tekin. Jace muscles it up, missed it, and the rebound down to the Pretzels.
New Berlin's not real big, but they rebound well. They get good position.
Yeah, good rebound. It doesn't really have a lot to do with size, does
no.
it? All about positioning and want to. You have to want to rebound. In the right corner with Zach Brewer. He attacks left hand and fouled. Free throws for Brewer. They'll get McCamick on the personal. That is the third team foul on the Toppers. New Berlin's been whistled for 5. Free throws for Zach Brewer. First one rattles out. 7-4, New Berlin with the lead. Looking to double up the Toppers here early in the second quarter. Toss, good. 1 out of 2 for Brewer, his first point of the night. As Smale gets it into Vogel. Drake brings it into the front court off to Dylan Smale. He is trapped on the sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles right into the corner, gives it off to Matouche. He's trapped and very smartly smacks it off the leg of Diamond out of bounds. And Hillsborough will reset with a sideline trigger.
You get in a corner like that with the ball, there's about 4 things can happen and 3 of them are bad.
That's right. 7 minutes for the first half. 8-4. New Berlin with the lead. Tekin on the curl rises up off the window. It's good for Jace Tekin, his first bucket. And that was a nice move down there to contort his body, but he got his shoulders square. Hayden Cox has checked in for the Pretzels. He leaves it off for Zach Brewer, who cans a triple from the top of the key. 4 points for Zach Brewer. 6.5 minutes for the first half. 11-6, Pretzels lead. Toppers have the ball. Dylan Smale, left side of the key. Leaves it off for Matouche. Gavin Matouche, nice spin move, but he's going to be called for steps. Fifth turnover on the Toppers. That'll get Nick Andre up off the bench. He'll check back in, replacing Jay Steakin. Baseline out of bounds for the Pretzels. And it goes to Matt Diamond. He will walk it into the front court. Being checked by Smale. Gets it off to Cummings. Somehow saved it from going out of bounds on that sideline after he didn't catch it cleanly. Diamond for three. Rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Nick Andre for Hillsboro. 6:05 first half. In the corner with Smale. Off to Andre. Pulls up just inside the foul line and knocks it down. Nick Andre has his first field goal. He has 3 points. 11-8 New Berlin. 5:50 for the first half. Off to Matt Diamond. Into the hands now of Cummings on the right wing. And away from the ball, we've got a moving screen on the Pretzels. As they whistled that on. Let's see, who did they get that foul on? 15, Joey Meissman. 16 foul on New Berlin. Hillsboro can tie with a three here. 5:35 for the first half. Nick Andre on the right wing with Vogel. Drake Vogel feeds the block to Matouche, and he is fouled as he had Hayden Cox on his back. First foul on Cox, seventh team foul on New Berlin, and that puts them over the limit. It's bonus time for the Toppers.
And we had three
Hud, your microphone's on the fritz, Hud.
Is it?
This is no good.
You want me to use that other one?
We'll get something figured out here in a moment for you, Hud. We'll get you back on mic. Matouche misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound down to New Berlin. 5:20. For the first half. On the attack, that was Brewer underneath the hoop. Now it's turned over. First Pretzel turnover. Vogel counted in the foul for Drake Vogel with the left hand finish. He's got five and a free throw to tie the game. 5:13 for the first half. Drake Vogel, part of that good looking sophomore class for the Hilltoppers. Free throw is good, and we are tied at 11. Drake Vogel has 6 points. The new age three and the old-fashioned three. Toppers fall back in their half-court man-to-man as Burkett will bring it across the timeline. Jack Burkett leaves it off for Zach Brewer. Into the hands of Howell, Kevin Howell, the freshman. Dribble handoff to Diamond. Turns the corner, left-hand layup good. Nice strong take that time from Matt Diamond. He's got 5 points. And New Berlin back in front, 13-11. Teakin out front, leaves it for Vogel. Off to Dylan Smale. Smale finds Andre, attacks off the window, and it rattles down for Nick Andre. 5 points now for Andre, tied at 13. 4.5 minutes. To play in the first half. We'll have the raffle drawing at the half here. And count it, and the foul. Jack Burkett went right down the middle of the lane. Kind of had a little Luigi leg kick working there, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 15-13 Pretzels, free throw pending for Burkett, and it's good. Old-fashioned three for Jack Burkett. The foul went to Smale, his first. Teakin in the backcourt, now middle of the floor to Smale. Down low to Matouche, layup. Oh, it rattled out for Gavin with the left hand. I don't know how that puppy didn't stay down.
Should have won.
16-13 Pretzels. They're on the attack. Cox count it and the foul. Hillsboro was late in their rotation. They should have just let Hayden Cox go. So after a three-point play from Burkett the last time, now Hayden Cox a chance on an old-fashioned three-point play. The foul.
That's the worst foul in basketball, when you're beat and then you try to make up for it.
Just let him go. Cox's free throw no good, and the rebound down to the Toppers. And Dylan Smale, it's so easy to say, Hud, but so hard to do. Just let him go.
That's right.
But then you get out there, and you're reaching and you're grabbing.
Well, they know when they go over to the coach, they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. They go sit on the end of the bench.
For not guarding.
A five-point lead for New Berlin. Andre rises up and knocks it down. Nick Andre has such a solid mid-range game. And his offense will go a long way for the Toppers getting their ship righted this year. 3.5 minutes for the first half. 18-15 Pretzels. Brewer on the attack, and he's fouled by Smail on the reach around. Second on Smail, sixth team foul on Hillsborough. Baseline out of bounds for New Berlin. It'll be Burkett to throw in. He does so to Zach Brewer. Right back to Burkett. Jack Burkett turns the corner, kicks it out. Kevin Howe, bounce pass to Brewer. Off to Cox, didn't catch it cleanly. Gets it away to Brewer. Gets all the way to the rim. Fancy layup up under with a scoop. Yes, for Zach Brewer. He has six all in the quarter. 20-15 New Berlin. That was a heck of a move. Useful. Smail on the right wing to Tekin. Jace lost the dribble. Now leaves it for Matouche in the corner. Right wing with Jace Tekin. Back to Gavin. Matouche lost the handle. Turned it over. Here come the Pretzels, 3-on-1. It goes to Brewer right through Diamond. He missed the layup. Rebound down to McCamick for Hillsborough. That pass wasn't intended for him, but it found him.
It did.
2.5 minutes for the first half. A five-point Pretzel lead, 20-15. Jace Tekin up top between the circles. He'll back it up now at the volleyball spike line. Moves left side with the pass to Tekin. Jace gets a ball screen from McCamick. He will work towards the foul line. Leaves it back for Smail now. Matouche comes and sets a ball screen. Bounce pass to Andre. 2-10, first half. Nick Andre gets back into the paint, hangs and hits. What a move, Nick Andre. He's playing with confidence right now. A three-point lead for the Pretzels, 20-17. Final 2 minutes of the first half coming at you here on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville, and Blake Lucas wants a timeout. 1:55 for the first half. It is New Berlin 20, Hillsborough 17. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Following the Pretzel timeout, they attack off the baseline. That's up and in for Will Cummings, his first bucket. Back to a five-point lead for New Berlin. Final 100 seconds of the first half. Andre, scoop shot, yes. Oh, he's got the full repertoire working here in the first half. 11 for Andre, back to a three-point lead.
And he's kind of taking over the offense down there.
80 seconds first half, 22-19 New Berlin. Here's Gavin Malloy, who's checked into the ball game for the Pretzels. Cummings on the attack, missed it, but he was fouled. And he'll have free throws with a minute 15 for the first half of play. They will get Matouche on the personal.
Two throws. Both teams are in the bonus now.
At the free throw line, Will Cummings. Free throw is off the heel, too strong. Stays a three-point game. Toppers hanging around. New Berlin led 7-4 after one. Still a three-point margin, now four, as Cummings gets the second free throw. He has three for the ball game. 70 seconds first half, four-point lead Pretzels. Dylan Smail up top to Matouche. Gavin Matouche puts it on the floor. In the corner it goes to Smail, right back to Gavin at the left elbow. High above his head and surveys. Gavin Matouche puts it on the floor, spins into a double, and he's called for steps. That's the second time he's been called for travel on that spin move.
Well, he's looking to pass the ball, actually. And when he gets in there so far and there's nobody to pass to, he takes it onto the basket and he gets called for that extra step.
50 seconds first half. Four-point lead for New Berlin. They have the basketball. Here is Brewer. Oh, he faked the handoff, spun towards the baseline. He has 8 points. He kind of deked the Toppers right there. 25-19 Pretzels. Clock running, final half minute, quarter number two. In the right corner with Drake Vogel. Off to Smail. He's ready to shoot. Fires a three. Missed it. And the rebound to the Pretzels, and they will let it go out of bounds. And they will have a chance to hold for the final shot with 24.4 seconds for the first half. 25-19, New Berlin with the lead and the basketball.
New Berlin likes to cut down that lane and slash and get that layup, don't they?
They really do. Very effective at it. Diamond out front with Cummings. 13 seconds for the half. Brewer
Bounce pass back to Cummings on the right wing with Diamond. 8 seconds for the half. Matt Diamond goes baseline, cut off, finds Cummings with three. Diamond, triple at the horn, left it short, and Matouche secures the rebound, and that's the half. After two quarters here in the nightcap at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, it is New Berlin 25, Hillsborough 19. We'll come back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show following these messages on WSMI. 25-19, Pretzels with the lead. They will get the basketball to start the second half of play. Final half of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 7.5 games in the books, one half to go. Out front with Brewer. He will hand off to Diamond. Matt Diamond right back to Brewer. He leaves it off for Will Cummings. Right side of the key with Burkett, drives, counted, and the foul for Jack Burkett. High off the window and down, and he'll have a free throw.
Burkett's got that good first step, and if he gets by you, there's no use fouling him then because you're already beat to the basket.
7 points for Burkett. Free throw is good. 8 for Burkett, makes it 28-19 New Berlin. Just underway, third quarter, 7.5 minutes for quarter number three.
You know those coaches' kids, his dad was a coach, and they're usually gym rats. They stay there in the gym all the time. You see when he shoots free throws, he's got a nice touch on the ball.
Makes a difference, it really does.
Sure does.
Vogel rises up from 18, can't get it to go. And on the rebound, there's a whistle and foul. It goes on the Pretzels, Dane Ritchie. They got him for the hole. That's Dane's third. He's been in foul trouble from the get-go. 7:24 for the third quarter. Tekin gets it into Vogel. Off to Andre, right side of the key. Nick Andre. Off to Vogel on the left wing with Bellever. Brock Bellever. Back door to Andre, left-hand layup good. Man, Andre can get off the floor. He has 13.
Has a perfect lead pass, too, though. All he had to do was catch it and lay it in. He had his man beat.
Touchdown lead for New Berlin, 28-21. Cummings on the attack, rattled out. Rebound was almost tipped in by the Toppers, pulled down by Matouche, and his outlet pass is stolen by Will Cummings. Checked out by Zach Brewer. Here's Brewer on the right wing. Leaves it off for Cummings, top of the key. Into the hands of Diamond, off to Brewer. Cummings back to Brewer. Dribble handoff to Diamond, turns the corner, cut off. Leaves it off for his teammate who drives the baseline, that's Hayden Cox. He's tied up.
Block shot. Got him from behind, all clean. Laid his hand right on the ball, jump ball. Hillsborough comes out with
Toppers
it.
Toppers have it on the arrow. Tekin on the right wing. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Jace Tekin, left elbow, leaves it for Andre. Beyond the arc. He's more of a mid-range guy. There's a flop. Defender goes flying. Andre keeps the bounce alive. Good no call there, and Zach Brewer really tried to sell it. Drake Vogel at the foul line, leaves it off for Jace Tekin. Jace on the left wing, hesitation bounce, gets all the way to the rim, layup, nope, muscled it up, and it's out of bounds off of the Toppers.
You know, T-Toad could do a lot of things. One thing he could not do is referee. He was the world's worst referee.
Was he?
Oh, he would. When he started refereeing, he believed everything, a foul was a foul, just like right out there. If you touched the guy, it was a foul. He would have 40 fouls in a ball game. You couldn't even, we didn't have enough people to finish it. And then he got to watching us referee where we were no blood, no foul. He couldn't believe some of the games. And then he started liking that
there
kind
you
of
go.
Play.
Yeah, he liked it there at the end. He really
did. Oh, yeah,
did.
Yeah. As long as the POA's here, he says, we won't have anybody foul out.
Ball's out of bounds off of New Berlin. Belongs to Hillsborough. Clock running 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Of course, he always talked about his Mack truck strike zone in softball.
But, you know, his theory on refereeing, if it's a touch, if it's a foul, and if it's a foul in the first quarter, it's a foul at the end of the game, too. Well, you see that. That's kind of changed through the years because you don't want to determine something on a cheap foul.
That's right. Him and I had many conversations about that very topic over the years.
Oh, we did too, going to ball games. I finally convinced him, I think, a little bit.
Download a Brewer off the winner from the left side is good. 10 for Zach Brewer, a 9-point lead for New Berlin, 30-21. Vogel hands off to Andre. Nick gets into the lane, floats it up and in. He's having a good ball game tonight is Andre. And Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 4:59 for the third quarter. New Berlin 30, Hillsboro 23. We'll come back to the Tito Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Pretzels have it out of the timeout with Brewer. Leads it for Cummings. Back to Brewer. To the left elbow cutoff, stolen by Andre. Good hands by Nick Andre. Then he's fouled by Brewer.
That's a frustration foul there. He got the ball stripped. Then he fouls 60 feet from the basket.
Always happens, though.
It happens all the time.
4:41 for the third quarter. Toppers trail by 7 with the basketball. Here comes Drake Vogel into the front court. Hands off to Andre. Nick Andre works left side. Hand off to Tekin. Jace Tekin rises. Left elbow around and out. Man, that thing went around the world three times in a soft spin out. I don't know how it didn't go down.
Yep.
4:15 for the quarter. Here's a three ball too strong from Cummings. Rebound off of Cox. It'll belong to Hillsboro with 4:11 for the third quarter.
You know, only three fouls this half, though. The game's getting a little bit of a flow to it here.
Toppers trail, 30-23. Vogel across the timeline for Hillsboro. Backdoor Andre. They're going to count it on the foul for Nick Andre. He has 17 points. Blake Lucas wanted the charge, but I think that was a good call.
That was a great call because he moved under him after he left his feet. You can get position, but if you don't have that position when he leaves the floor, you can't get underneath him.
Free throw for Andre is no good. Can't convert the three-point play. He has 17 points for the ball game, single-handedly keeping the Toppers in it. 30-25 New Berlin. Burkett hands off to Zach Brewer. Dribble handoff to Diamond. Oh, spins away nicely back to Brewer. He's on the baseline cutoff.
He had that bucket if he'd have went on in and took it.
He sure did. Don't think he realized he was quite that open. Here's Burkett. Pivots around. He needs some help. Hands off to Brewer. On the baseline with Hayden Cox. Left side of the key with Cummings. Top of the key now to Burkett. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. 5-point lead for the Pretzels.
They don't shoot many threes.
Now they have only made one tonight. On the right wing with Diamond. Right side of the key, Burkett. Back to Burkett, top of the key. He drives right side, layup, no. Good contestant there by Matouche. Ball's tapped around off of Hillsboro. Checking in for the Pretzels, Kevin Howell. He will replace Matt Diamond.
You know, I like the way Blake Lucas coaches. When the kids come off the floor, he tells them what they've done, what they need to do.
You can't just assume they know. You got to tell them.
Yeah.
3 minutes for the quarter, a 5-point Pretzel lead. They had the basketball. Here's Zach Brewer. Picked up the dribble after a couple of bounces on the left wing. He will leave it off for Will Cummings. Cummings had it stripped as he turned the corner, but he gets it back, circles back around now, brings it out front. On the wing. Now baseline with Brewer. Leaves it in the corner for Howell. Missed it. And the rebound down to Jace Tekin. Jace, throw ahead to Bellever. Brock back to Vogel. Drake Vogel rises from the left elbow, left it short, and the rebound to the Pretzels. 2:25, third quarter.
Kind of hit a dry spell here, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been on this 30-25 score for a good little while. 2:15 for quarter number three. At the end of the quarter, we will announce the winners of half of the raffle. The other half will announce at the end of the game. That's a nice take from Will Cummings. He has 5 points off the strong drive from the left side. Here's Bellever. Lobs it down to Matouche. Just threw it too far for Gavin. Turned over. Bad pass. Here comes Brewer in a hurry the other way. Brewer off the window. He missed it. Andre high for the rebound. Nick Andre wanted the push. Now he has to slow it up. Leaves it off for Drake Vogel. Tekin on the baseline, and he's hand-checked by Kevin Howell. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. 104 seconds for the third quarter. 32-25 New Berlin. Tekin and Bellever out. McCamick and Schmail return. Diamond back on the floor for New Berlin. Hayden Cox will take a seat. Schmail will be the inbounder on the baseline, left side of the lane. And it goes to Vogel. Drake open for three. Yes. Drake Vogel open triple off the left wing. He has 9. And the Pretzel lead down to 4. 93 seconds for the third quarter. Handling out front is Burkett. He will leave it off for Kevin Howe. Into the hands of Will Cummings. On the left wing, back to Cummings now. Burkett hands off to Diamond. 75 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Brewer. Bounce pass to Cummings on the left wing. Smail picks up the man-to-man there. And Smail going to be called for the hand check as Cummings got the corner.
That's one of the fouls they've stressed the last couple years. You can't have your hands on that guy when you're stopping his progress. They'll let you put your hands on him to guard him a little bit, but if he gets by you, it's got to be called.
68 seconds, third quarter. Four-point lead, New Berlin. Diamond, backdoor cut to Brewer. Hangs in the air and hits. Nice two-man action there, Diamond to Brewer.
He's got that little hesitation move. He goes up, they look like they can block it, and then he lays it in.
Drake Vogel, nice coast-to-coast, and then the finish with the left hand, very smooth. You can see the potential for him to be very good.
Very good, yes.
He's only a sophomore. 40 seconds for the third, 34-30, New Berlin. Diamond had it poked away, but he got it back. Dribbled again, he shouldn't have been able to do that. Foul on Matouche. That foul on Gavin. 34 seconds for the third.
You know, if a guy dribbles the ball and he puts it right back down, they know it's a double dribble. If he hesitates about 5 seconds, they forget he's dribbled.
It happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's knocked off the foot of Will Cummings out of bounds, and sometimes it just evens out.
Yes. Ah, them calls, they'll even out.
That's right. 28 seconds for the third quarter. A four-point New Berlin lead. Toppers can hold for the final shot here. Clock running 20 seconds as Vogel pounds it out near midcourt. 18 seconds. He's looking to the bench to see what they want to do. 13 seconds. It's Vogel out at the volleyball spike line with 10 seconds. Between his legs with the left hand bounce, being guarded by Cummings. 6 seconds. Vogel gets to the left elbow. Nice ball fake. Rises up and hits. Nicely done. Drake Vogel. He has 13.
That was a great move.
That was a beautiful move. After three quarters, it is New Berlin 34, Hillsboro 32. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. We have a two-point game here in the nightcap at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. New Berlin leading Hillsboro 34-32. And in just a moment, when the Topper cheerleaders are done with their routine, David Jenkins is going to announce the first half of our raffle winners here today at Lincolnwood. Don't have to be present to win. We'll be getting a hold of you on Monday.
It's been posted out in the lobby, so if you think you might have won, they are available out there. I'm going to go ahead and announce 11 of those items. The winner of the Montgomery County Cancer Association basket, Beverly Leip. The cooler of goodies goes to Jeff Harris. Cardinals tickets to John Herman. American flag goes to Beth Smith, who also won the Fighting Illini basketball tickets. The winner of the Christmas basket, Sean Bullitt, who also won the Paw Patrol gift basket. And winning three of the handcrafted decorative items, Carl DeBar, and the other was Vern Pinkston. I will announce the rest of the winners after the game.
All right, thank you very much, David. As the Pretzels get the basketball to start the fourth quarter on the attack, Jane Ritchie draws the foul, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Toss is no good. On that last break, Will Cummings had a layup, and he missed it, hut on the finger, and it looked like his finger got into the net, might have rattled the rim a little bit and kicked it out. Ritchie's second free throw, missed them both. Rebound down to Smail.
Them missed free throws will make you a coach wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
Drake Vogel got too far under the rim there. Couldn't finish the layup from the left side. Pretzels dodge one. 7:20 for the ball game. 34-32. New Berlin with the lead and the ball. Ritchie on the curl, blocked by Andre. Here comes Nick into the front court. Three for the lead. Vogel lets it fly, and the Toppers are out in front. 16 for Vogel, 35-34 Hillsboro. 6:55 for the game.
Back.
That's right. They're all the way back now. Can they hang on? Now for the answer, Diamond, no. Rebound picked up by Andres, fouled by Will Cummings. Well, that was a good block. I think it was Smailhud who cleared the area so well the ball hit the floor.
It did, yeah. He was going to make sure nobody got it to it ahead of him, so he just did the old football block and held his own.
It worked out just fine. 35-34 Hillsboro. They've hung around, and now they've got the lead in the ball. And away from the ball, we've got a whistle and foul. I think they're going to get Teakin. They will.
He was holding.
6:34 for the ball game. A one-point lead for the Toppers. Andre and Vogel are the offense tonight for Hillsboro. 17 for Andre, 16 for Vogel. And the Pretzels throw it away. Miscommunique there on the backdoor cut, as Burkett thought that Brewer was going backdoor, but Brewer faked backdoor, went back towards the wing, and the ball went sailing out of bounds.
He stopped, but he led him with the pass. Nobody there.
Smale between the circles and away from the ball. We've got a foul on Dane Ritchie of New Berlin, and he's been in foul trouble from the get-go here tonight. And some games are just like that. That's five on Ritchie, and he has fouled out. Toppers will stack everyone left side of the lane. Smale to get it in. Dylan Smale off to Jace Teakin. Jace at the foul line. Vogel, can he get it again? Yes! Drake Vogel tees it up and knocks it down the center.
He's
38-34.
Fired up,
isn't
he? Woo! He's a good shooter.
Yes, he is. 19 points for Vogel. 4-point lead for the Toppers. Cummings on the attack. Gets all the way to the rim. Missed it. Rebound down to Teakin. Jace comes into the front court, whips it to Vogel, in the corner to Smale, open for three. Too strong, and the rebound down to the Pretzels, and Burkett just pulled it down over Andre. Hayden Cox gets all the way to the rim, and he missed the layup. Too strong, missed opportunity there. 5.5 minutes to play. Hillsboro up four. Teakin, long two, straight on, missed it, and the rebound down to the Pretzels. And Zach Brewer and Blake Lucas wants a timeout. 5:24 to play in the ball game. It is Hillsboro 38, New Berlin 34. We will come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WQSMI. Out of the timeout, Burkett on the attack, rejected, picked up by Cox and laid in. It's a two-point game. Vogel comes down, he triggers a three, rims it out. And on the rebound, a whistle and foul coming on the Toppers. They'll get Gavin Matouche. Six team fouls aside here in the second half.
Bonus for both on the next one.
5 minutes for the ball game. Last two games have been sensational. Really the last three, Litchfield-Lincolnwood was tied at the half. Rochester and Plains went down to it in girls action. And now Hillsboro and New Berlin locked in a battle. Foul on the Toppers, the fourth on Dylan Smale, seventh on Hillsboro, does put the Toppers over the limit. One in bonus for New Berlin. At the free throw line, Zach Brewer, 5'11 senior. Two free throws to tie the game, one in bonus. Toss is off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Matouche. Here comes Gavin into the front court. Hesitation bounce, gets to the foul line, away it goes to Teakin. Gavin playing in front of big sister Sammy tonight. She came back just for the event today. Here's Andre, rises up from 14, yes, for Nick Andre. 19 points for Andre, 19 points for Vogel. 4-point lead for the Toppers, 40-36, 4:20 to play in the ballgame. Eighth and final game here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. On the right block to Brewer. Gets around Matouche. Passes off to Cox, who draws the foul. Free throws for Hayden Cox.
Free throws are going to be big down. The last 4:14, if you make your free throws, you'll be in this ball game. If you don't, they're going to get buried.
New Berlin's 0 for 3 in the quarter. Make it 0 for 4 in the quarter at the foul line. A lot of time left, 4:14 for the ball game. Hillsboro leading 40-36. Second toss for Cox, good. Hayden gets one out of two, and the junior has 5 points. Toppers get it into Vogel. Pretzel showing a little bit of pressure here. Middle of the floor to Teakin. Jace off to Bellever. Almost poked away from Tekin by Diamond, but Jace able to get it back. Into the hands of Drake Vogel. Vogel out at the volleyball spike line on the left wing with Andre. Nick Andre had it poked away, and he will win the race to the basketball over Zach Brewer. Brewer with the headlong dive. Down to Matouche. Pump fake for Gavin, and free throws for Matouche. He's fouled on the floor, but that's the seventh team foul, so it'll be one in bonus for Gavin Matouche. Gavin on the night has not scored. He's 0-for-1 at the foul line.
Who can hit free throws?
Matouche cannot. Tekin almost went over the back, but the rebound corralled by the Pretzels. A three-point lead for the Toppers. 3.5 minutes for the game. Here's Burkett. Gets all the way to the rim, muscles it up, no. And the rebound down there for Jace Tekin, and he is fouled. Now free throws for Tekin. That foul on Burkett is his third.
Burkett thought he was fouled on the layup down there. Then he wants to get the ball back and ended up with the foul.
We've seen that a time or two.
Today.
Today. In this game.
Lately.
Free throw for Tekin is good. He has three.
You'll see that about any game you go to.
Well, it's common.
It is.
It's common. 41-37, 42-37, big free throws from Tekin.
He didn't have any doubt on those, did he?
Oh,
he put them right in.
Stroked him with confidence. 3:20 for the game, a five-point Hillsboro lead. Will Cummings, hesitation dribble, cut off the baseline. Off to Cox, top of the key to Brewer. Dribble handoff to Diamond. That pass is tipped by Tekin, but finds its way to Will Cummings for the Pretzels. 3 minutes to play. Cummings, left side of the key. In the corner it goes to Brewer. He muscles it up, blocked by Tekin, gets it back, and fouled by Matouche. Two free throws for Zach Brewer.
You're getting used to that little head fake now. They're letting him make that fake and then trying to block it, but they did get his arm.
Brewer on the night has a dozen points, just 1 of 3 from the foul line. Toss, no good. New Berlin back rimming a lot of these free throws. Kevin Howell checks in for the Pretzels, replacing Matt Diamond. Toppers have Tekin, Bellever, Matouche, Andre, and Vogel on the floor. Second free throw, that one's short, but he gets his own rebound. The layup is good. He'll trade 1 for 2, thank you very much. 2:54 for the game. Hillsboro leads New Berlin 42-39. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro leads New Berlin 42-39 here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. And thanks to our sponsors, CTI Fiber, C&B Bank and Trust, John Blank, your shelter insurance agent, Steak and Shake in Litchfield, Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond, Quality Flooring, your hometown Sears store in Litchfield, the First National Bank of Litchfield, Hicks Maytag in Gillespie, Gachardo CPAs in Gillespie and Litchfield, Carlinville Area Hospital, and Cravagna Funeral Home and Crematory. Topper's ball in the backcourt facing full court pressure. Tekin gets it in to Drake Vogel. Back to Tekin. Jace in the front court, a pass to Andre. Nick Andre across the floor to Vogel. Jace almost traveled, but he was able to get it down was Drake Vogel. Here is Andre from 14 feet, rises up. He has 21 points tonight. He got him going in the first half. Vogel got him going in the second half. It's been a good two-man punch here tonight as Brewer drives, attacks, and scores. He has 16. Still a three-point game. Toppers lead with the ball. Drake Vogel, nice slip pass to Smale, poked away, but right to Vogel. Drake in the corner to Matouche. Gavin back to Drake Vogel.
They're in no hurry.
No, they can take their time now. Andre with the left-hand bounce brings it out to the head of the key. 2 minutes to play in the nightcap. Andre gets to the paint, and he draws the foul. He is so aggressive, and he almost looks for the contact when he's going to the rim.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to create the contact, and if it's not head-on, you're going to get the call. You know, if you bump somebody a little bit in there, even though you got the ball, you're going to get that call. And he jumps well also.
Oh, jumps really well. A quick leaper.
Yeah. I think a lot of times he gets up higher than they think he's going to, and he gets that shot off.
Brock Belliver back in the game, replacing Dylan Smale for the Toppers. Andre's second free throw is no good. He misses the pair, but the offensive rebound, Matouche, put back is good. Gavin picked a great time for first point of the night.
That was a big rebound right there.
46-41 Toppers, 105 seconds for the ball game. Hayden Cox on the left wing. Top of the key, Will Cummings for three. Candid had to have it for the Pretzels, and he got it. Eight for Cummings. The lead is down to two for Hillsborough. 90 seconds to play. Vogel caught in the backcourt, bounces it off of a Pretzel defender out of bounds. Dylan Smale back to the table. He's going to check in for Brock Belliver. Hillsborough ball in the backcourt on the sideline against New Berlin pressure.
I thought Vanzo was going to call a timeout there, but he was just wanting to get the sub in.
Well, he was going to call timeout, but Vogel got it thrown off the Pretzel because he was trapped over there. Here's Andre, goes to the ground hard, and he'll have one in bonus.
Should be two by now.
That might be the 10th team foul. Nope, still
maybe
one in bonus.
Yeah, it is.
Nope, it's number 10. That's two free throws on the double bonus.
Both of them are shooting the double now.
The foul went on Howell, his second free throw for Andre. Good. Nick Andre now with 22 points.
He's had himself a game, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Only had 1 point in the first quarter. Second free throw rattled out, no good. Rebound to the Pretzels.
Still one possession game.
47-44, 70 seconds to play.
Maybe we'll just go overtime, extend this big day of basketball.
Why not? Out on the wing with Diamond. Check that, Cummings. Into the hands of Hayden Cox. On the baseline with Burkett. Jack Burkett brings it back out to the volleyball spike line. Final minute ball game. T-Toad shootout versus cancer. Zach Brewer leaves it off for three, and the tie short was Diamond. And on the rebound, it went over the backboard out of bounds. It'll be Hillsborough ball. That was a good look for Matt Diamond online, just left it short. Belliver out, Smale back in. Tekin will throw in for the Toppers. Full court pressure, in it goes to Smale. Off to Drake Vogel up the sideline. Drake leaves it for Smale. Dylan dribbles around back to Vogel, and Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 38.6 seconds for the ball game. Hillsborough 47, New Berlin 44. We'll come back with the final 38.6 of regulation following these messages on WSMI. New Berlin led by six at the half. It was down to two after three, and now Hillsborough has a lead of three with 38.6 seconds to play, and it's Topper basketball. So if you're Hillsborough, take care of the ball, make your free throws. You'll be hard to catch in the final 38.6. Smale has his ball kicked out of play. Goes right off the Tito shootout versus cancer banner over there. Into Matouche. Gavin, tough catch, and he's fouled. Big free throws coming for Gavin Matouche as Hillsborough has a three-point lead. 36.9 seconds to play in the ball game. 2 points for Gavin. He's 0 for 2 from the foul line. Toss good. Big-time players make big-time plays in crunch time. 48-44. Two-possession game. Second toss, good. Gavin gets the pair, 49-44. Hillsborough with the lead. New Berlin has the ball. Clock running, 33 seconds for the game. Out front with Howe. Into the hands of Diamond. Dribbling and driving is Cummings, and he is fouled. 26.7 seconds for the game. They'll get Jace Tekin on the personal. What a day it's been here at Lincolnwood. Terry's alma mater, the T-Toad Shootout versus cancer. All the money raised today will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Free throw for Cummings rattles out. And New Berlin has left points at the foul line here in the fourth quarter.
How about all the volunteers that were here today and all the kids and the teams that showed up? And it's going to be a unified product.
That's exactly right.
Everything today.
Second free throw is good. New Berlin 2 of 9 from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. In it goes to Drake Vogel. He's trapped. Gets it off to Smale quickly, and Dylan is fouled. with 23.3 to play. Smale took a little shove to the back there.
You got to be careful on those kind that you don't get an intentional foul.
That was close.
You want a foul, but you want to go for the ball.
Smale's free throw is off the heel and almost went down, but it didn't. Well, that's always a funny thing at this stage of a game, too. Every foul is an intentional foul if you're New Berlin.
Sure it is. I mean, you know, they'll say, well, he didn't mean to foul him. Well, yeah, you mean to foul him. The coach just hollered and said, foul him.
Right. Oh, you heard that? 23.3 seconds for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Hillsboro leading New Berlin 49-45. We'll come back to the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer following these messages. A big free throw left for Dylan Smale. Hillsboro leading 49-45. This to push it back to a five-point advantage. Smale has not scored tonight. Toss is no good. Back rimmed it. Rebound to New Berlin. They have to go in a hurry. Down two possessions. Burkett leaves it for Howell. That is a deep three around and out for the freshman. Man, that thing was halfway down and popped out. Would have pulled New Berlin to within one.
I think he just came into the ball game. He must be a three-point shooter. And it looked good all the way.
For the time, I mean, that, our vantage point, we were right behind him. When that left his hand, I thought, well, that's in.
Oh, yeah, and it hit all sides of the rim.
Nick Andre at the free throw line after the foul on Brewer. Free throw good for Nick Andre. He has 23 in the game. Five-point lead, this to make it six. Yeah. Yep. 24 for Nick Andre. The Toppers are indeed going to get their first win of the season here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Why not? Diamond for three. Missed it. Rebound down to Matouche with five. And New Berlin's going to let him go. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers pick up the win against New Berlin here in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 51-45 the final for Hillsboro. Their first win of the season. And what a time to get it, Hunt.
Well, you predicted that at the start. You said this would be a good night, Bart. And it held true. They got the job done.
Yes, they did. 24 for Nick Andre. 19 for Drake Vogel. 4 points for Gavin Matouche. 4 points for Jace Teakin. But Andre and Vogel carried the offensive load tonight for the Hilltoppers as they beat New Berlin 51-45. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have the announcement of the last half of our raffle item winners, and we'll wrap up the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer following these messages on WSMI. The second annual T-Toad Shootout is in the books. Hillsboro wins it over New Berlin 51-45. Let's go right now to David Jenkins. He has the last half of our raffle winners.
Curious about the silent auction, or excuse me, the raffle winners. I'm going to go ahead and announce those. Once more, the winner of the basket donated by the Montgomery County Cancer Association, that one goes to Beverly Leip. Again, the MCCA basket, Beverly Leip. The winner of the cooler of goodies out in the lobby goes to Jeff Harris. The winner of the Cardinals tickets goes to John Herman. The winner of one of the American flags, as well as the autographed Lancer basketball, goes to Beth Smith. The winner of the Christmas basket, as well as the Paw Patrol gift pack, goes to Sean Balint. Loser. Winner of the handcrafted decorative chair was Vern Pinkston. Also won the $25 Ruby Tuesday gift card. But I think Josh Stone took off with that. Winner of the handcrafted decorative cradle, handcrafted decorative telephone, and handcrafted decorative baby carriage, Carl DeBar. The winner of the handcrafted decorative sled was Sally Sides. The winner of the autographed Bob Feller pitching book of wisdom, Brenda Smith. The winner of the Dot Richardson autographed helmet, as well as one of the days at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament envelopes, Deanna Mize. The winner of the T-Tote patch, Brenda Smith. The winner of the Bob Gibson pitching rubber, autographed Bob Gibson pitching rubber, Courtney Gwynn. Winner of the autographed Keith Hernandez picture, Eric Burkett. The winner of the frozen gift pack, Rick Weatherford. The winner of the other American flag was Terry Payne. And the winner of the gift tub that was donated by First National Bank of Raymond, that was Brenda Cabetto. We congratulate all of our winners this evening, and thank you for participating.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you very much. And with that, the second annual Tito Shootout versus Cancer is in the books, Hutton. What a fun and special day, and here at Terry's alma mater, it just felt all the more special today.
Well, I guess it's going to go in to be like the Riverton Shootout. You know, they never knew what the weather was going to be. And out here today, it started raining this morning, snowing by 10 o'clock, and it looked like flakes, looked like feathers coming down. But what a great crowd. What a great day.
Yeah, thank you to all of the volunteers from the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the countless other people who donated their time and efforts to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer this year. Special thanks to Josh Stone, the AD here at Lincolnwood, and Matt Milberg, the head boys basketball coach. They put a lot of time and effort into the shootout this year. Darren Deneve with Carthenville put in a lot of time this year as well. So thanks to all of those gentlemen for their effort and time to make this second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer a success. Eight games in the books. Let's run down the finals for you from earlier today. We started with girls action. Hillsboro beat Lincolnwood 54-11. Then the Carthenville girls beat Pawnee 61-15. We then switched to boys action. Carrollton beat Carthenville 66-28. North Mac over Gillespie 78-46. Nokomis beat Southwestern 62-29. Lincolnwood over Litchfield 44-31. So they've split their first two T-Tote matchups. So we got a rubber match next year.
That's right.
And then in the girls' game at 6:30 was Plains hanging on to beat Rochester 41-35. And in the game just completed, Hillsboro over New Berlin 51-45. And that was a real nice win for the Toppers.
Yes. They needed a win here before Christmas. They'd been in some tough matches, and they come out with their first win. I think that'll make practice a little easier Monday.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Also, special thanks to Sean Belent for donating his time today. Great PA voice, and we're happy to have him be a part of the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Well, that's going to wrap it. I'm sure I have forgotten to thank somebody. That's just the way it goes. Of course, Brenda Tote has been here all day. We thank her so much. She joined us this morning all the way back on Sports Saturday. Started, that seems like ages ago at this point. But
was that still today?
I think it was still today. Barely.
It don't seem like it.
It doesn't. It does not. So, once again, thanks to all the people who helped make the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer a success. Jennifer Graham and Megan Cordy were back at the studio producing the action today on WSMI FM 106, as well as the live stream at WSMIRadio.com.
You know, Tim, Terry would have been proud, and the thing I think he would have been most proud of, that his name was added to this shootout, because he worked for so long to get something like this going. Every time we went in at the end of the year, after I'd refereed all year, and I wouldn't go at the end of the year, and I'd start going with Terry to the regionals and sectionals and everything, he was always talking about starting a shootout, and he would be proud of that fact.
I totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree. So two of them in the books. We look forward to the third T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer next year at Hillsboro. For Gary Boker, David Jenkins, Don Huddleston, Brenda Tote, I am Tim Mize. The T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer from Lincolnwood is in the books. We'll talk to you next year.